Good morning, everyone, and a morning, how nice, and a very warm welcome to our Guild dedication service. Today we will rededicate ourselves to the work of the Church of Scotland Guild by recognising, as Paul did in Acts 27 verse 23, that we belong and serve God, whose we are and whom we serve. This time last year, we welcomed a new member after our service, and our hope is that after this service, you will be inspired to join us in the Guild to express your Christian faith with direct action, worship and prayer. If you are a visitor with us today, you need to know that we serve tea and coffee through in the hall, through that door there, to which everyone is very warmly invited. The service today is led by Guild members, so if you're joining us via Zoom, don't be alarmed by the new strange faces. Our call to worship this morning is taken from Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Let's begin our worship today by singing hymn 500, Lord of Creation.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, we are here to worship you, to offer this time and ourselves to you. Though you are beyond our understanding, you call us by name. You know each one of us through and through. Jesus Christ, living Lord, we praise you for your love, which is offered to everyone who seeks you, regardless of who they are and where they are from. Spirit of God, who equips and guides us day by day, we invite you to move amongst us and within us as we join together in worship. Holy God, Father, Son, and Spirit, we know that we are called to love you with all our heart and soul, with all our mind and strength, and yet our efforts are so weak or misguided. We are sorry for the times that we've put ourselves ahead of you, when our priorities in life do not match yours, for the times when our giving has been limited, even though we know you call us to give our all to you. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord says, I will bring my people back to me. I will love them with all my heart. This is the promise of God. So, Lord, help us, we pray, to serve you and to follow you faithfully wherever you lead. For you are the way and the truth and the life. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We now sing Junior Praise 124, Follow Him.
Now, if we've got some young people who would like to come and join me at the front, because I need some help. in what I'm going to do today. So I'm relying on you to come and give me a hand. So how is school going? Enjoying school? Man, I'm glad you're enjoying school as well. I've been joined by a few other people who are young at heart, so thank you very much. So is school going well? We were singing that song about following Jesus. Is anyone a member of a team at school, or anyone follow a team? What team are you?
It's not really a team, but it's like a club.
A club? Anyone else a member of a team? What?
At school, there are four houses, and everyone in the school is in one house.
Fantastic. So you get teams in your school, and you get other teams. Other people follow, like a football team or something like that. I've actually got some things in the bag. Would anyone like to come and pull something out of the bag? Anna, do you want to come and have a look? Here you are. You pull something out. What do you want? Ah, what's that? Do you want to stand up? And would you stand up? Would that be all right? What scarf is that? Does anyone know? Dundee United, yes. Dundee United. Anyone else like to come and find something else? George, do you want to come? What's that?
A scarf.
It's a scarf. Yes, it's a scarf for Montrose. Do you want to put it around? Should we put it around? Do you want? No. Anyone else like to come and see? I've got a couple of other things in here. Grace, do you want to come? It's a Scotland scarf, yes, yes. Anyone else want to put, I've got a bonnet. You want to, do you want to try it? Well done, well done. So if people follow a team, what do they do when the team's doing well? What's it? Yes, yes, it's doing well, it's doing well. And what happens if the team goes overseas? Do they follow them there, or do they sort of give up and forget? They follow them overseas. Don't they? Yes. And what happens if the team is doing badly? What happens? Do you just sort of forget about it and say, ah, I'll go and follow someone else? Or do you actually stick with your team? Ah, yes. But I think most people tend to stick with their team. When the team's doing badly, it doesn't matter what happens, then you stick with your team. And that's called, does anyone know what it's called, where you stick with someone or follow a team or do something? What's that called? Anyone know? What? Loyalty, yes, yes, fantastic, Ariel. Loyalty, that's what we're going to be talking about, loyalty, loyalty. And what we're going to do now is we're going to hear a story from the Bible, from the book of Ruth. And I need some help in doing this story. So would a few people like to come up and be different people? So I need someone who is called Naomi. Do you want to be Naomi? All right, you can be Naomi. Now, you have to come and stand up here. And if you can hold that up so that everyone can see. So you're Naomi. We've got some men. We're going to be, I have to use a little bit of imagination, I think, here. So Naomi has a husband called Elimelech. Would someone like to pretend to be Elimelech? Ariel? Right. And now, they had two sons who were not going to give names, but they just need to join in as well. Would they like to come up as well? We get two people being two sons and someone else. And now we've got two other people, and these were living in a land of Israel long ago. And then in the land of Moab, there were two other people, two other girls, called Orpah And Ruth. Would you like to be Ruth? And you could be Orpah. There we are. Do you want to, and you're going to go over to the other side?
This side.
Come over here. And you could maybe go a little bit to the back so we can see. Now, I'm going to read the story. Do you want to go, George, as well? You can join in if you want. So I'm now going to read the story, and we'll get you to sort of act it out. Is that all right? So once upon a time, long ago, there was a famine in Israel. There was a man called Elimelech, his wife Naomi, and two sons. And they went to the land of Moab. So can you walk across? And they went there to find food. Now, sadly, Elimelech died. Oh, so you can. And the sons married Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. So the two sons are going to marry the Orpah. But then sadly, the two sons died. So the three women are left. So we have Naomi, we have Orpah and Ruth. And the three of them were left. And the famine in Israel was over. So Naomi decided to go home. So she said to Orpah and Ruth, "Why don't you stay behind in the land of Moab? That's your home." And so Orpah stayed. But Ruth said, "Wherever you go, I go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God." So together, Ruth and Naomi went back to Israel. You've come home. Thank you very much. So that's the end of our little... Do you want to have a seat? So well done to you all. So that is the end of our little skit. But it's not the end of the story. Because Ruth got married. Does anyone know who Ruth's great-grandson was? Anyone know? Was it? Hold fast. No, it wasn't. Her great grandson wasn't Jesus. It was King David. King David was her great grandson, one of the greatest kings of Israel. But many generations later, sort of humanly speaking, her relative was Jesus. Yes, as Ariel said, her relative was Jesus. And so we can talk about loyalty to football clubs, loyalty to individuals, and Ruth showed immense loyalty in following Naomi and committing her life to them. But we also know that Jesus told us to follow him. And we get loyalty to clubs, loyalty to other people, but ultimately, our loyalty is to Jesus. And that is what we remember in the motto, the guild motto, "Whose I Am and Whom We Serve." That's really talking about our loyalty to Jesus. Okay, so thank you very much. Shall we say a short prayer? Loving Heavenly Father, we just thank you for all you have given us. We thank you for our teams and our football clubs, and a chance to show loyalty to them. We thank you for individuals who are loyal, who is exemplified in Ruth. And above all, we thank you for Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior, our God and our King. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, I think we're going to sing Junior Praise 139. Jesus' love is very wonderful.
Our first Bible reading is from Ruth 1, verses 6 to 17. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she'd been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judea. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness, as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons? Who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It is more bitter for me than for you because the Lord's hand has turned against me." At this, they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me."
The second reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, entitled "Jesus Anointed at Bethany." 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining with him at the table. Then Mary took about half a liter of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected, "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put in it. "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." Amen. Now we'll sing together hymn 550, "As the Deer Pants."
whose we are and whom we serve. Loyalty. How important is it these days? Once upon a time, someone might start work for a company on leaving school and stay until retirement. But how often does that happen these days? And even if an employee remains faithful to the company for years, what is the reward? Times have changed, haven't they? Loyalty doesn't always seem to be as important as it once was, but it surely still matters in relation to our lives at work, at home, and to matters of faith. Back in the Old Testament, the story of Ruth and Naomi is one of great loyalty. Ruth remains faithful to Naomi, even when she could have returned to her home and her own people. But Naomi has cared for Ruth over the years, and so Ruth feels a loyalty towards her mother-in-law. More than that, Ruth has another very important reason to travel on with Naomi, because Naomi introduced Ruth to her God, the God of Abraham. And Ruth doesn't want to walk away from the God that she has learned to place her trust in. So, when Naomi suggests that Ruth would be better to leave, you can recall Ruth's reply, "Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." Such faithfulness to God, such loyalty. Ruth wanted to follow wherever God led her, and that meant traveling on rather than heading home. We can turn to much more recent times to find other examples of people who have demonstrated their commitment to God very directly. Eric Liddell famously said, "The Sabbath is his, and I, for one, intend to keep it that way." And the now retired Scottish rugby union player Ewan Murray refused to play on a Sunday, saying, "Ultimately, rugby is not what fuels my happiness in life." For both, Sunday was a time to be set aside for God, and we all recognize how important it is to find the time to do that. But what we'd like to do, and what honors God, can involve some serious heart searching and some big decisions to be made. It really can be tough, can't it? Other demands crowd in on you, and sometimes we are pulled away from the time that we would normally spend with God. Sundays can be really busy days, especially for families. But whenever and wherever it is, we do need to find time to be with God, to worship him, to rest in him, and to hear his word for us in our lives. In our reading from John's Gospel, we meet up with Martha and Mary. This is the third time we've encountered this family. We know about the two sisters with their very different characters, and we often compare them to ourselves and our attitude towards Jesus. The first encounter takes place in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, when Jesus visits their home. Martha busies around, and Mary sits at Jesus' feet to listen to what he is saying. Perhaps for today, we can simply recall how they welcomed Jesus into their home, into their lives. Their second encounter is under very different circumstances. Their brother Lazarus is dead, and they send for Jesus to come to the house. In this encounter, they turn to Jesus for help in their time of need. And then we have the encounter that is recorded in John 12 today. Martha is busy again, but Mary is totally focused on Jesus. Judas complains bitterly that Mary is wasting precious perfume, but she is not listening and not affected by his attitude towards her. All she wants is to give her very best to Jesus, regardless of the cost. So often we have all sorts of demands placed upon us, and our loyalties can be divided, sometimes in trivial ways, but sometimes in ways that might have implications for the rest of our lives. So as we worship today, we recall our motto, whose we are and whom we serve. Perhaps we should all do what Martha and Mary did. Welcome Christ into our homes and lives. Turn to him in our need and give him the very best of all that we have. Amen.
Thanks for that, Mandy. The Newport-on-Tay Guild, we don't have a programme of talks and social events like a lot of, if not most, guilds do. But we try to concentrate our efforts on faith in action, expressing our faith through practical elements of worship, action and prayer. And to that end, in the last year, members have run a community social club on Wednesdays and organised a summer series of concerts held in the church to raise funds for various projects. In fact, many of you here who are not guild members already help us with these projects, and we thank you. We thank you so much because you give of your valuable time and effort, and we couldn't do it without you. We also support the Newport Zolotarevo Twinning Association by selling beautiful sunflower cards drawn for us by our own Catherine Johnston and holding regular powerful prayers for peace in the world, but especially for Ukraine, every Thursday at 7 p.m. outside the church. We are already looking at new projects and ideas for next year, so if you have anything you would like us to consider, please come and have a wee chat with us. The National Guild strategy for the next 3 years is entitled Let Us Build a House. And the four new projects, which will run until 2027, are Bibles for Bairns, Build My Church, Operation Hope and Playful Beginnings. The leaflet you've been given tells you a lot more information about each project, and we, along with other guilds, will be supporting these financially and prayerfully. We're going to show you a short video now, a wee clip about Bibles for Bairns, after which the guild members will rededicate ourselves. Thank you.
Less than half of under 2-year-olds in the UK are read to every day, and Bibles for Bairns can help change that. We believe that reading to young children can really help them know they're loved and they're safe. It can create a special time for them and their parents or a significant adult in their life. It helps them increase their vocabulary. It fires their imagination. And we also believe that reading the Bible together as a family is extra special, because when we do that, we find out what God is like and all the things he has done for us and the love that he has for us.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
And all the time. One of the most beautiful things about the Presbyterian Church is the belief in the universal priesthood of all believers. And what that means is, once you are a baptized member of the church, you are allowed to lead worship, to preach, and to do things that would normally be done by the minister or the priest in case of the Roman Catholic Church. And so this morning we have been led by members of our church and have listened to a very beautiful sermon, not from a minister, but from one of our church members. Thank you very much. So we are proud Presbyterians because there is space for everybody. Let us pray. Gracious God, we gather today in gratitude for the life and witness of the Guild, for faithful service, quiet strength and a legacy of love. As we rededicate this fellowship to your purposes, renew our hearts, refresh our vision, and rekindle our call. May this guild continue to be a place of welcome, wisdom, and worship, a community rooted in Christ, growing in grace, and reaching out in service. Empower each member to walk humbly, serve boldly, and love generously, that through their witness, your kingdom may be seen more clearly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's a short responsory, which we will now do. We are the body of Christ, called to serve and to love.
We dedicate ourselves to walk in this way.
In faith we follow, in hope we gather, in love we serve.
We commit this field to God's glory and grace.
May our hands do his work, our hearts reflect his compassion, and our lives bear his light.
Lord,
Let us pray. Loving and faithful God, we give you thanks for each member of the Guild, for their commitment, their kindness, and their quiet acts of service. You know the prayers they carry, the work they do, and the hearts they offer. Bless them, Lord. Bless their homes with peace, their families with joy, and their lives with the assurance of your presence. Strengthen them in every task they undertake, whether in this village of Newport or wherever your calling leads them. May their words bring hope, their hands bring help, and their presence bring light to all they meet. Go before them, walk beside them, and remain within them so that through their lives your love may be known. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And as a sign of our common fellowship, I will give you the right hand of fellowship. Our next hymn is From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe. It's 374.
Thank you. We will now dedicate the offering. Let us pray. Faithful God, accept and bless these, our gifts of money, that they may be used to further your kingdom here on earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Living God, we thank you and praise you for your very real presence in our lives, for the assurance that we face nothing alone, for the certainty that you love and care for us every single day. We thank you and praise you for your faithfulness to us, whoever and wherever we are in life, and for your promise of eternal life with you. As we are blessed, Lord, so too we pray for your blessing on others.
We pray for all those whose lives are too busy for you, for all who crowd you out with the things of this life, for all who do not recognize that you and your ways are all that matter. We pray for all who have heard you, but chosen to walk a different path, not fully recognizing that you alone hold the key to a full life, to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. We pray for all who love you but cannot live their faith openly for fear of persecution or worse. Protect them, Lord, and give them the strength to hold on. We pray for people in places where life is a struggle, but where others reach out to help, and we pray especially for our current guild projects. And at this time, we remember especially the guild and affiliated groups, the projects they support at home and abroad. Guide and inspire all who plan for the future, and encourage those who deal with the day-to-day tasks which make it all possible. Faithful God, we pray that we will always be mindful of whose we are and whom we serve. Turning to you and following wherever you may lead with thankful hearts. We offer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. And we'll now sing hymn 159, Lord for the Years.